Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. I brought some mirrors with me today. So when you look in the mirror, you can see your face. You can see who God created you to be. And some of us have blonde hair, and some have brown hair, and some have red hair, and some have black hair. Some have curly hair. Some have straight hair, some have short hair, and some have long hair. Some of you have blue eyes, and some of you have brown ones, and some of you have green ones, and some have gray. We all look a little bit different. None of us looks exactly the same. And when you look in the mirror, you may see some things about yourself that you don't necessarily like. But God created you to be exactly who you are, and God made your face to look exactly the way He wanted it to. In the beginning, in the book of Genesis, we read about how God created everything we see. We read about how God created the trees and the flowers and the plants. We read about how God created the oceans and the mountains and the green grass. We read about how God created the birds and the animals that walk along the ground and that climb trees and swim in the ocean. We also read about how God created us. And God created people in His image. Now, that doesn't mean that God gave me brown hair because God has brown hair. That's not what that means. What it means is that God gave each of us a piece of who He is. So if you love to create things, God loves to create things. If you love animals, we know that God loves animals because He created so many of them. There are all kinds of characteristics of God that He has put in us. And He loves you so much that He created you to be exactly who He wanted you to be. And so this week, I hope that you will think about the ways that God made you, and you will think about some of the characteristics that are like God that you have in you. Maybe you love to help others, and that's exactly what God wants us to do. There are all kinds of characteristics that God has that you can read about in the Bible, and maybe you can find a few that God has given you too. So this week, I hope you will remember that God made you to be exactly who you are. And I hope that you will share God's love with others because God loved you and created you, and God loved everybody else and created them too. So let's pray and thank God for creating us, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for creating us. Thank you for making us to be exactly who you wanted us to be. Help us to see pieces of you in us. Help us to share your love with others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.